worthy, not man. There is a woman of faith, a princess, a noble woman. That's what makes a noble woman, a woman of faith. Verse 12, therefore also there was born of one man, and him as good as dead at that. Abraham sexually dead. Yet in spite of that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is on the seashore. Isaac, the son of promise. Now, what we need to do is take a look at the promise now of the birth of Christ. And I only have a few pages, but the time is gone. Genesis chapter 3 is the first giving of the promise of the Son of Promise, Jesus Christ. Genesis 3:15 and 16, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Who is he speaking to? Adam and Eve? No. This takes us right into the spiritual warfare, the battle between God and Satan. Genesis 3:15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. That is between Satan and the promised Son, Jesus Christ. To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. Isaiah 7:14. In the promise of the Son, a unique birth. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and he will call his name Emmanuel, name given at birth. Okay? What's the hopelessness of the Son of Promise to Isaac? Sexually dead. Sarah's too old. With Mary, the Son of Promise, Jesus Christ, Mary's a virgin. No way can she have a baby. She hasn't had sexual intercourse. Two hopeless situations. I'm God. Trust me. Isaiah 9:6. For a child will be born to us, Son of Promise. A son will be given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. The Son is trying to come to serve. Isaiah 11:1. Then a seed will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. And then we have the Spirit upon him. That is upon Jesus Christ. Micah 5:2. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you one shall go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. He is going forth from long ago, from the days of eternity. Therefore, he will give them up until the time when she who is in labor has borne a child.